questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us. The pleasure is all ours. Sheikh, today I would like to talk about quite an important question, as most of these questions, to be fair, honestly are. But this one, it struck a nerve, because it deals with the not just this question as a part of a bigger misunderstanding in Islam. And that is about, why is it that we, as Muslims, they say, we believe that a fetus, it goes to heaven when it dies in the womb of the parent, for example. Like, they ask the listener, did the fetus even do anything to earn entry to heaven? So what do you say to this question, dear Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It seems that the dear questioner did not care about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are talking about the most merciful, that we call it in Islamic term, وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. The most merciful of all mercifuls. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the verse of Noble Quran, we have that وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَدْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy and my graces and my blessing has covered all creatures. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would deal with people with his mercy. And we always ask him to deal with us with his mercy, not with his justice. Okay? Right. It is one of the famous supplications that we always, have this supplication and whisper it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh, my Lord, please deal with me in the day of judgment with your mercy, not with your justice. And talking about this question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with this fetus or baby according to his mercy, okay?
Right.
And this mercy require him to put him in his paradise. You see that if you go to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, we find out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only dealing with this fetus with his mercy and this baby and this fetus going to the paradise, but he would give him the power and the privilege of intercession.
As well,
yes. And this fetus going to intercede for his or her parents. We have a couple of narration has been quoted in here. This fetus will intercede for his parents. And we have other narrations talking about the babies and fetus who are, did not have enough opportunity to live in this world, and how they are going to be in the day of judgment. And a very interesting narration, if you refer, let me share one of the narrations talking about this issue. Of course, talking about the babies of the faithful people, but maybe we can do it, and by the same idea we can, by the same criteria, you can do it for the, other fetus of the faithful people. إذا مات طفل من أطفال المؤمنين نادى مناد في ملكوت السماوات والأرض ألا إن فلان ابن فلان قد مات. When the baby of the faithful people would die, a person and the angel would declare that this baby has been died. And the narration continues until we say that حَتَّى دُفِئَ إِلَيْهِ يَغْذُوهُ فَإِذَا كَانَ مَاتَ وَالِدَهُ أَوْ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ دُفِئَ إِلَيْهِ يَغْذُوهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, according to his mercy, would give this baby of the faithful people to his parents or one of the close relative of him or her, just to, feed him or feed her, okay? And then وَإِلَّا دُفَعَ إِلَى فَاطِمَةَ غَذُو. If in a case that none of his parents or close relatives has been died or passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give this baby to Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha.
To that extent. Yeah, great to this mercy.
Yeah, according to his great mercy to Lady Fatima to feed this baby. Yeah. حَتَّى يَغْدُمَ أَبَوَاهُ أَوْ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ فَتَدْفَأُهُ إِلَيْهِ. Lady Fatima would, you know, feed this baby until the one of the parents or one of the close relatives comes, which means that they pass away. And yes, and receive the same baby of the faithful people. You see how,
right.
Yes, merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealing with these babies of the faithful people.
Of course, it goes without saying that the family members of this child must be faithful Muslims who will go to heaven, not just anybody, right?
Of course, yes, of course. In this case, that the, you know, the parents should be faithful people. But sometimes, as I said, according to other narration has been quoted, that maybe this baby, given the power of intercession, given the privilege of having intercession for his or her parents.
Right.
You know, the cases are different. Maybe sometimes when, you know, the condition for intercession has been met, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to this baby, that this baby that we are talking about having some intercession for his or her parents.
Right. There is some narrations, and I quote one saying that a child who has died young will be asked to enter heaven, and it will stand at its gates and say, I will not enter heaven until or unless my parents enter heaven with me. So we do have this narration, but there's also another question. Since you quoted the narration of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam about feeding this child, do children need to be fed in the afterlife, dear Sheikh?
Yeah, you know, talking about the, you know, the day of the after the demise of people, maybe there are some need. Of course, we do not have enough study about that, enough information about that, whether they require any specific food, whether this food is a spiritual or, for example, let's say material one. We do not have enough information about that. But after all, this baby, maybe it is referring to kind of, maybe, you know, if it is a spiritual one, maybe it's referring to some kind of a spiritual food, which means that this baby, after all, needs some kind of care and affection of his parents. But because when he or she lacked the affection of his parents, Lady Fatima would do it in a state of his parents.
Right, okay. So another question, dear Sheikh. Do children grow in paradise? Because if this child is an infant, they will forever remain an infant, or will they grow to become a grown-up? Or do we not have any information about this in the hadiths?
About the talking, because you see that we are talking about the world of Barzakh, you know, all this story that we are mentioning here, this information that we are talking about is dealing with the time of Barzakh. Barzakh means a mediatory world between this material world and the Day of Judgment, okay?
Right.
If we talk about the Day of Judgment, maybe the idea is quite clear. Because in the Day of Judgment, we have this material life and physical body of human being would be arise. And we have the same body, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give reward to the same physical body or punish it, okay? But talking about the Barzakh, after all, we do not have the same physical body, but we have Badani Mithali. Okay, which we call it has some characteristic of physical body, but not all characteristic of that.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah.
According to Hukama and Islamic philosophers, this the world of Barzakh has some kinds of characteristic of physical body. I mean, the bodies of the dead people in that world has some of the characteristic of physical body, not all of that.
Right.
Okay. And of course, maybe again, we do not have. Of course, I do not have sufficient information about that, whether we would have the growth of the bodies or not. But what we have in our narration, and I have checked it out, is talking about the punishment in that time for the, of course, for the, you know, sinners in the world of Barzakh. And for example, having and giving some reward for those people who are righteous people. But about the other characteristic, whether we have the growth of body, which kind of food that we need, we are not sure about that. We can have some presumption here, but after all, the idea is not clear, at least for me.
Right. Dear Sheikh, let's just circle back to our main topic and about this fetus that dies and goes to heaven. Does it deserve to go to heaven? Or is it just out of the mercy of Allah, as you've said, that it enters heaven?
I can say that nobody deserves to go to the heavens.
Right.
Okay, to the heaven. All people, they go, and at least most of the people that they go to the heaven, okay?
Right.
They are only for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
But this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires for the righteous people to go to the heavens. Nobody can say that I deserve to go to the heaven.
It is my right.
It is my right. Please give my right and so on and so forth. It's only because of the mercy of Allah. Because after all, we are weak human beings. We have lots of deficiency. Yeah.
Right, yes.
We have a lot of weak points. Of course, I'm talking about the ordinary people. So we need the mercy. We need mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessing of Him in order to go to the paradise and enjoy the, you know, that ni'mat and the blessing of Allah in that paradise.
One final question for you, dear Sheikh, and we will end today's program. And that is, isn't it unfair for the other Muslims like me and you, for example, who have to live this long life with so many troubles and problems and being tested constantly, when this fetus hasn't even been born yet and it goes to heaven? Isn't that unfair and not just?
Of course it is, according to the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, that because this fetus did not have the opportunity of having life in this world, okay? And, you know, after all, it requires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal this fetus or baby of the faithful people according to His mercy and blessing, okay? But when we talk about the human being has been lived in this world and he did or she did his best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again dealing the same person and individual again with His mercy and blessing, okay?
Right.
I want to say that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing is according to His justice and according to His mercy, okay? I want to say that there is no injustice in the, you know, actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And with that, dear Sheikh, we will unfortunately have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank you, dear Sheikh, for joining us today and for sharing with us your knowledge. And also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حساب حزنا يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن